Why don't everyone believe now? Because things have worsened, and we are to blame for this. For sure, not even then did they rely solely on signs, but many converts were drawn by their way of life too, because he says, "Let your light shine before men, so that they can see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." And all the believers were one in heart and mind. No one claimed that any of their possessions were their own, but they shared everything they had, and distribution was made to each as any had need. They led an angelic life. If the same were done now, we could convert the entire world, even without miracles. Meanwhile, those who want to be saved should pay attention to the scriptures. There they will find these noble acts and those greater than these. It can also be said that the teachers themselves exceeded the actions of the others, living in hunger, thirst, and nakedness. But we seek immense luxuries, rest, and comfort. Not so with them. They cried aloud, "Until now we are both hungry, thirsty, without clothes, beaten, homeless, and yet we keep working with our own hands." Some ran from Jerusalem to Illyricum, and another to the Indian territories, and another to that of the Moors, and this to one corner of the world, that to another. We, however, lack the courage even to leave our own country, but look for luxurious living, grand houses, and all other excesses. Among us, who has ever starved for the sake of the Word of God? Who has ever lived in a wilderness? Who has ever embarked on a distant journey? Which of our teachers lived off his own labor to help others? Who faced death daily? This is why those with us have also become complacent. For imagine seeing soldiers and generals struggling with hunger, thirst, death, and all dreadful things, enduring cold, dangers, and everything like lions, and so succeeding. Then afterward, loosening those strict standards, becoming weakened, craving wealth, involved in business and deals, and then conquered by their enemies, it would be foolish to not seek the cause of all this. Now let's apply this reasoning to our own situation and that of our ancestors. We too have become weaker than everyone else and are fixated on this current life.